you have said, as the headline I just quoted said, we should be outraged, screaming, going nuts over this. This is the mega scandal of mega scandals. Why and why are you so outraged?
Well, I mean, LIBOR is like the sun at the center of the financial universe. I mean, if they're monkeying around with LIBOR, I talked to one friend who works on Wall Street. He said this is like finding out the whole world is built on quicksand, because LIBOR is in everything. It's in mortgages, it's in credit cards, it's in all kinds of investments that are tied up with municipalities and communities. So if they play with this rate, it affects everything in the world, basically. And this goes far beyond any corruption scandal we've had.
Give us a quick overview. What is it they did? I mean, explain it to folks who, from LIBOR, is like a foreign language. We know right. The prime rate. Maybe we know, you know, we see a credit card rate on the statement we get. What's LIBOR? Who is it? Who sets it? And what have they been doing to do this?
LIBOR is basically, it's the rate at which banks, that banks charge each other to lend to each other. So it's essentially every morning a committee calls up each of the 16 banks in this committee, and they ask them how much they've been charging each other to borrow. And they report a number, and what they've been doing is lying about how much they've been charging. They've been giving lower numbers, or sometimes higher. Actually, they've been tweaking it in both directions. But essentially, they've been faking their credit scores. That's really what it comes down to.
Okay. Now, I'm going to come back to the mechanics of this in a minute, because it's important in terms of how many other people almost necessarily were involved.
Right.
This can't be one bank doing it because of the way they do it. The import of this is, as you just said, every interest rate in the world comes back to LIBOR. You futz around with LIBOR, you're affecting hundreds of trillions of dollars every day.
Right.
Dennis, you know, Matt is, you know, I jump out of my skin and people know when I'm upset. For Matt, this is exuberant. Dennis, do you share the sense of outrage that if they're doing this, this is corruption based on corruption based on corruption?
If anything, it's an understatement, Elliot.
I'm not prone to understatements, so explain to me why that is.
But, you know, nobody should be surprised that we have yet another corruption scandal being done by one of these global too-big-to-fail banks. This is their business model. They are based on and have been based on for a long time of making as much money as quickly as possible in any way that they cannot get caught. When they were deregulated in the early 2000s, it wasn't just that the regulators walked off the beat. They were given the green light that there were basically no rules that applied to them, and they could do whatever they want. And it took them about seven years, and they caused the biggest financial crisis since the crash of 1929 and gave us the worst economy since the Great Depression. The same people who did that, the same executives with the same business model that crashed the entire financial system in 08, are still running these banks. You know, Diamond didn't just get to Barclays. He was there throughout the run-up and the good times through the scandal. And we're facing this scandal now, and there's going to be more to the extent that anybody keeps looking, because the entire business model is corrupt and rotten to its core.
You know, Dennis, I just want to, for folks who don't know who you are and your resume, you were one of the senior, you're a partner at one of the biggest law firms in the world that represented these guys. And I don't say that with anything other than praise. You've worked with them, you've seen them, you understand them. You're not some crazy guy off the street we just dragged in to spew venom at them. You have worked with them and understand their thinking, their business practices, and everything else. Because you just gave a pretty serious, and I think absolutely on the point, indictment of what has been wrong with our failure to impose any accountability. Virtually nobody has been chased out of the business, despite the massive, unbelievably expansive corruption that we've seen month after month. Matt, I want to come back to you because you said something critically important. The number 16. 16 right. Banks get together to create and set LIBOR. So one stray outlier wouldn't shift it because of the way they do it, right? They take the top four, the bottom four, toss them out. In order for them to affect the LIBOR, a lot of people have to be involved.
Right, yeah. Every morning, the British Bankers Association calls up all 16 of these banks. They ask them for a number, to report a number. They throw out the four highest numbers and the four lowest numbers. So that means necessarily that it can't just be Barclays.
That's right.
And the Royal Bank of Scotland. In fact, it probably can't even be four banks or even five banks. Really, in the end, it's probably going to come out that it's going to be all of them were involved in this.
Right.
And that's what's critical for people to understand, that this is a cartel-style corruption. It's not just one Barclays.
Look, you've written recently about how a mob behavior infiltrated Wall Street.
Right.
I really do this. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think the mob learned from Wall Street, not vice versa. I think the mob, seriously, I think the mob looked at the business practices, whether it's Rockefeller and the oil trust or Wall Street, and they said, hey, you know, cartels are good. They're better than hitting people over the head with a baseball. Anyway, your metaphor is perfectly apt. Dennis, you've seen these markets. Do you agree with Matt that this has got to be expansive? It's a cartel. It runs certainly beyond the UBS, RBS, and Barclays, the three that we know of having reached agreement so far.
I think, you know, history has proved that it's not that common that it's a one-off example where a bank kind of goes crazy and does something by itself to essentially take advantage of or manipulate or rip off its peers. What they historically do, and we just saw this in the FX market, the foreign exchange market, where they were manipulating what they were charging their customers. And it's an important lesson that, you know, it gets spread out over many months. It wasn't a crisis that reached a crescendo like this. But in that market, even BlackRock, it was reported, got ripped off quite significantly. And BlackRock is one of the most sophisticated investors in the world. And if BlackRock can get ripped off in the foreign exchange market, as was reported, then anybody can. And that's the problem with this. It goes back to the core. You know, I tell people this isn't a scandal about LIBOR. This is a scandal about the business model of these banks, which is actually LIMOR, L-I-E, LIMOR.
I like that. That's good.
That's what's going on here. They will do and say anything. Look, Bob Dimon, at the head of Barclays, said, as you said at the top of the story, Elliot, that it's time to stop looking at the banks. We need to move on. Remorse is over. No investigation, nothing to see here. He sounds exactly like another Dimon, the Dimon in the U.S., Jamie Dimon, saying the same thing.
More about him later in the show. You're exactly right.
Yeah, but these guys are all trying to say, don't look into us. We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't have something to do with it. Yep. You know, it's like, move on, move on, move on. If anybody stops for a moment and seriously investigates what these banks did in the run-up to the crisis and after the crisis, we'll see this day after day after day, because corruption's at the core. LIMOR is what they've done. LIMOR is what they do. Wall Street is a high-crime area. We need to send the cops in, and nobody wants to do that.
Well, hopefully we'll change that. Matt, you said something at the top, and you've said this in your blog postings. The public isn't outraged. We're following Tom Cruise's divorce rather than something that is perhaps the centerpiece of the biggest corruption on Wall Street in many, many years. I mean, this is a sociology crisis. Why is that?
I think it has to do with a lot of things. One, LIBOR is incredibly complicated. It's difficult to explain to people on television what it is.
You just did it great. I get it now. I didn't understand it before.
Well, right. But people, you know, it's tough. It takes more than 10 seconds. Right. So that's one problem. But I think it's also just tough for people to wrap their heads around the scale of this thing. I mean, this is way bigger than any corruption scandal that's come out since 2008. The implications of this are so awesome that I think people are just reluctant to take it in yet.
I think there's also a reality that LIBOR is one level below what people ordinarily deal with. I mean, people who are in business know about LIBOR-based borrowing and the interest rate is pegged to LIBOR, but I think for most folks, they don't really see LIBOR as a day-to-day part of their lives the way they do see some of the other scams. Dennis.
Well, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to say, you know, Matt has just done fabulous reporting. If anybody wants to know about staying on top of what's going on, you need to read Matt. And he asked the exact right question, which is, why is nobody freaking out about the LIBOR banking scandal? And the answer to that question really is because the corruption in our, they're not even banks really, they're finance and trading companies. Let's call them what they are. They hide behind the label banks, but they're not really banks. But what the corruption behind their business model has pervaded the political arena as well. And the reason nobody's freaking out is because, unlike in the UK, where there actually is an opposition party who's actually causing a ruckus, and surprisingly, the press, and Matt talks about this too, the press has really turned up the heat. And you'll notice the crazy leftist socialist rag called the Financial Times last Friday said that what we probably need is to wipe out this entire generation of so-called banking leaders who apparently have no ethics or integrity. And now I'm not talking about all banks or all financial. This is the biggest too big to fail banks. That's where the corruption is.